Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey friends, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. We are just days away from Christmas and we're so excited. In fact, if you haven't made plans to join us yet in person, we have two Christmas Eve gatherings in English at 3 and 5 p.m. on Christmas Eve. And also at 5 p.m., we have our Sugar Hill Espanol gathering for the first time ever having a Christmas Eve gathering in Spanish. And if you've got little ones from birth to pre-K, or if you can utilize our special needs ministry called Shine, those will both be offered at the 5 p.m. gathering. We'd love for you to make plans to join us in person for Christmas Eve. Well, as we have been journeying over these last couple weeks to try to prepare our hearts for Christmas, one of the things that we've done in our Sunday teachings is we've referenced a lot the different names of God. And this past Sunday, I was able to teach in our Espanol congregation about the name Jehovah El Emuna, which means faithful God. One of the things that I found is that we're so quick to forget just how faithful God is. And so it's important for us to think about that God himself is a faithful God. One of the somewhat humorous examples of this is found in Mark chapter 8. Jesus has finished feeding 4,000 people. They didn't have enough food to do that, but Jesus miraculously multiplied the bread. He fed the crowds, even when the disciples were panicking and they didn't know what to do. And the Bible says in Mark chapter 8 that they actually had leftovers, that Jesus did not just barely meet their need. He went above and beyond. And what's amazing is after they've seen Jesus do this miracle twice, and they've seen tons of leftovers twice, the Bible says in Mark chapter 8 that when they got into the boat to get to their next destination, they forgot to bring bread with them. So here they are in the middle of a boat, panicking, worried. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We don't have bread. And so what Jesus does is he uses a little technique to remind them. He doesn't go off on them. He doesn't kick them out of the boat. He doesn't change his mind about their future hopes and dreams. Instead, here's what Jesus says to them. Listen to these verses and see if this is not powerful. He says, having eyes, do you not see? Having ears, do you don't hear? Don't you remember, right? Don't you remember what I've done? Listen to Mark 8, verse 19. When I fed the 5,000 with the 5 loaves of bread, how many baskets full of leftovers did you pick up afterwards? 12, they said. Verse 20, and when I fed the 4,000 with 7 loaves, how many large baskets of leftovers did you pick up? 7. Right, verse 21, don't you understand yet? In other words, Jesus is asking them, they've seen this miracle twice, and they're panicking about not having enough food. And Jesus basically asked them, remember that first time you had an unmet need? Remember that first time you didn't know how it was going to work out? What happened when you finally brought that need to me? Well, we had more than enough. Right. And remember that second time you had a similar need? It felt huge. It felt impossible. You didn't know how it was going to work out, but you finally brought that need to me. What happened? Well, we had more than enough. Right. In fact, when I read these verses, I emphasize this phrase. Jesus says in verse 19, when I fed the 5,000, or verse 20, when I fed the 4,000. It's as if Jesus was trying to teach them it wasn't the bread that met their needs, it was him. It was him. And so while they're in the middle of the boat arguing about not having bread, they are literally in the boat with the bread of life himself. And so this reminder for this Christmas season is whatever that unmet need is in your life, whatever that thing that is causing stress and angst and anxiety, the answer isn't the thing. The answer is found in Jesus. And instead of trying to meet our needs ourselves without God's help, how powerful would it be for us to place our needs in the boat with Jesus? It's not our needs that meet our needs. It's Jesus, and Jesus really is our faithful God. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day!